by Tommy Morneau for a huge conversion on third down from the 12-yard line all the way down to the Bad Axe 22.
I tell you what a strike thrown there by Jeffrey Wright as that ball was delivered on the number. Anthony Sweeney hauls in a great pass, over-the-shoulder throw. Couldn't have drawn up any better. For some reason, Bad Axe again fooled on this play. Their senior, Tommy Morneau, the defensive back, on that play, cheated up to help with the run, had to put the brakes on and hit the backfield. Almost gets back in time to tip the ball, but not quite successful enough, but does make a tackle to prevent the touchdown.
56-yard pass from Jeffrey Wright to Sweeney. Hand off to Derek Brown around the right side, and he's forced out of bounds close to the 15-yard line for a 7-yard, maybe 6-yard gain. Less than 7 to play in the first half, brought down by Tommy Morneau.
Yeah, Tommy Morneau makes a nice hit on the running back on that play. Letting out a little steam there maybe on that tackle. Nice job by him, but a good play on first down for the Bearcats. Yet again, they get a nice start, 5-yard gain, making second down that much more manageable.
This drive started at the 9-yard line. Looked like Bad Axe was going to get a good defensive stop, but on third down, they convert for a huge pass, and now they are at the Bad Axe 16-yard line. The Bearcats now hand it off on second down, 5 to go. It's a handoff around the left side, and he's gone. Number 23 is in the end zone. Roman Welton rumbles in from 17 yards out for the score. Ubley's second of the night. It's now 14-0 over Bad Axe. 6:22 left.
You know I love what Roman Welton brings to this team. Is not obviously the number one ball carrier on this team, but he's tough. He runs hard, and when he gets the ball, he makes the most of it. And on that time, it was well set up by the Bearcats. Derek Brown gets a ton of action. Then Jeffrey Wright runs the ball a little bit. All of a sudden, you go back to the left side. Roman Welton is your third running back on the right side, comes all the way across the left side and blows through the line of scrimmage for an easy touchdown for the Bearcats.
Going for two, T formation. Wright hands it off to Welton again. He's pushing down to that about the 1-yard line before Bad Axe pushes him straight up and backwards. Two-point conversion is no good. It's Ubley 14, Bad Axe nothing, with 6:22 left in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Ubley leads Bad Axe, 6:22 left in the second quarter on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Cato O'Neill. As Ubley is ready to kick this one away from their 40-yard line right to left across your radio, two men deep for the Bearcats. They stand at their own 10-yard line. Beautiful night from Bad Axe, Michigan. Approximately 45 degrees out there currently. Winds out of the east-southeast, about 5 miles per hour. Wright, the kicker also for the Bearcats, and it's brought in on the go from the 15-yard line by Buddy McLeod. Still on the street of the 35, breaks free of a tackle out to about the 38-yard line, where they'll start on downs with first down, left to right across the radio, and Jeffrey Wright, the kicker, also brings down on the tackle.
You got to like an aggressive kicker there, Clark. He does a nice job kicking it off, then makes the tackle for the Bearcats, but that's not what you want to hear, because that means another good return by the Hatchets. Special teamers brings the ball all the way out to the 36, maybe even the 37-yard line. So excellent field position for the Hatchets to start this game. And again, they come out 3 wide receivers, Morneau in the pistol.
Ubley's last scoring drive consisted of 2 minutes, 27 seconds, and covered 91 yards for the score. First and 10 for the Hatchets, left right across the radio at their own 37-yard line. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Now trips to the right, 1 to the left. Morneau in the pistol and Buddy McLeod in motion to the near sideline. He's going to get the handoff on the jet sweeper on the left, right side. Breaks free of the first tackle and gets dodged on down to about the 38-yard line for a gain of a yard. Brought down by Lucas Rothy, the end, 6'3", 200-pound senior. Second down, 9 yards to go for the Hatchets. 5:55 left in the first half, trailing 14-0 Dublin.
Yeah, they bring Buddy McLeod, the lone wide receiver, across on a sweep. They hand it off to him. He gets a block to lead the way, but too many Bearcats in the area. He can't dodge them all. Very little gain, maybe 1 yard. Tommy Morneau back at it, two receivers each way.
And McLeod in motion again, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to John Messing. Gets out to the 40-yard line for maybe 2 yards. Brought down by Darren Soule. Third down now, 7 yards to go for the Hatchets. Methodically moving the ball, but is it enough for a first down here?
At third and seven coming up. Probably four down territory for the Hatchets. I'm interested to see if they decide to air it out here on third down or if they try to run it and get three or four more to make fourth down a little bit shorter.
Two wide each way. Morneau pump fakes to the left, now rolling to his right. Has a man open at the 50-yard line. It's caught by number 23. Bailey Iding gets into Ubley territory, converts on third down. Brought down by Matt Majcek at the 42-yard line. And just like that, a third down conversion for the Hatchets into Ubley territory, first and 10.
And Matt Majcek out there makes the tackle for the Bearcats. They're in zone, but a screen pass to the left. Again, credit the Bearcats secondary. They take that screen pass away, and Tommy Morneau, very patient, turns, starts to roll to his right, and finds a leaking running back in Iden for a big gain.
19-yard pass from Morneau to Iden. Morneau in trouble, gets back to the line of scrimmage and runs out of bounds right there at the 41-yard line. No options downfield, so he gets back to the line of scrimmage and actually gains a yard. Now second down, 9 yards to go from the Ubley 41.
Yeah, and you got to love that about Tommy Morneau. He takes a play where most quarterbacks would have either thrown it away or have gotten sacked on the play. He turns it into a positive gain, even if it is 1 yard. Second and nine coming up. The Bearcats playing extremely well on defense, and like now all over the place outside of that last play where Tommy Morneau bought enough time to catch Iden leaking out of the backfield.
Morneau with 10 carries for 87 yards. He's also 2 for 6 in passing for 30 yards. Here's the time Morneau run across the 35-yard line, down, brought down at the 32-yard line by Daniel Rakowski. Just shy of the first down marker by a yard, which is at the 32-yard line. Third down, 1 yard to go for the Hatchets in Ubley territory. 4:20 before halftime, trailing the Bearcats 14-0. Two wide each way. Morneau in the pistol, has Messing behind him. Now looking to the sideline on the audible. Number 82, John Messing, 6'2", wide receiver and tailback for the Hatchets. Morneau on the keeper around the left end, has the first down. He's out for the right at the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bannex. Tommy Morneau from 32 yards out for the score. And the Hatchets are on the board for the first time tonight. 3:55 before halftime. It's Ubley 14, Bannex on the board with 6.
Well, that must have been one of those top five run fakes you see all year, Clark, because there were two Bearcat defenders that absolutely plowed John Messing on that play, and everybody thought they had a big-time stop. And here Tommy Morneau is flashing down the sideline with nobody near him, celebrating in the end zone. A great play call there, great execution, especially Tommy Morneau running that read option. And now Bad X coming out for a two-point conversion.
They have three wide to the right, one to the left. Morneau with Messing in the backfield. Morneau's going to keep it for himself, and looks like he's in for the two-point conversion. It's Ubley 14. Bad X on the board with 8 with 3:56 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get your shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. They can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight and service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition at the best price anywhere. Check out game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cuddyback, and a large selection of binoculars, rangefinders, and knives. Randy's Hunting Center also sells hunting and fishing licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-